If you love action, history, secrets, and conspiracies, you're going to love this one. It's a symbol, Frank exclaimed, just like the one I saw on the first mate's ring. The boys stared at an old volume entitled Empire of the Twisted Claw. The strange red color insignia was stamped on its cover. Thick glass doors with sturdy locks prevented the Hardys from examining the book more closely. At that moment, the proprietor of the shop appeared. Find something that interests you, he inquired. How much are you asking for that book, Joe asked. The man adjusted his glasses and peered at the volume. I'll have to look up the exact price, but nothing on this shelf goes for less than $1,500. Frank and Joe looked glum. Buying the book was out of the question. The proprietor saw that they were greatly disappointed. He regarded them for a moment, then smiled. Tell you what, promise to be careful, and I'll let you see the volume.
You're listening to Anything But Silent from the British Library. In the last episode, we unearthed secrets and mysteries in libraries. From a librarian who solved a 33-year-old cold case to the library in Manchester helping its patrons uncover the secrets of their own past. In this mini-episode, we hear from a New York Times bestseller and master of the thriller genre. Joining the library today is Steve Barry.
The Hardys were elated. They thanked the man as he pulled the book from the shelf and placed it on a reading table. It's dated 1786, Frank observed as he and Joe examined the opening page. The text that followed revealed a fascinating story. It concerned the adventures of an early 18th century pirate named Cartol. The sight of his ship, the Black Pirate, struck fear into those who sailed the Atlantic trade routes of that era. My name's Steve Barry. I'm a writer, and I write thrillers. I picked one of my favorite books of all time. It's probably one of the first books I ever read as a child. It's one of the Hardy Boys series, The Twisted Claw. It was published originally in 1939, but it was rewritten and updated in 1969. I remember reading it very clearly because it had adventure with these pirates that were involved in stealing and smuggling. And Frank and Joe Hardy are helping their father out. They have to go to an old bookstore. They find an old book. An old book has clues in it. The clues lead them to an island. An island has a secret society on it. It has everything. It has action, history, secrets, conspiracies. That's exactly what I write. It's exactly what I've always written. It's exactly what I've always loved to read. And it all started with this book. It's an interesting plot. The original plot, if you go to the 1939 one, was really convoluted. The revised one that I have from 1969 is a much tighter, cleaner story. And I just like the aspect of it that they go to the old bookshop and they're looking for this old book for their father. So people don't know about the Hardy Boys. Their father was Fenton Hardy. He was a detective. And the Hardy Boys were his two sons. And they always kind of got involved in his cases, not with his permission a lot of times, and sometimes with, some most times without. And they kind of got themselves into trouble a lot. Now, when I was a kid, there was no such thing as the young adult genre. Today, you have thousands and thousands of books to choose from for young adults to read. When I was a kid, you had Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, and that's about it. That was about all. There was just nothing out there for young adults to read. So this was a real treat to get these. I know exactly how I got it. Yeah, I woke up on Christmas morning and there was about 7 or 8 of the Hardy Boys books there that year. And this was one of them, yes. I was trying to see if the price was still in this book, of how much were they back then. But there's no price on here. They were not very much. I think they were about $1, as I remember. But $1 in 1969 was a lot of money. I was 13 years old when I read that book. And I remember thinking about, wow, that's really cool. Not all the Hardy Boys mysteries had those elements there. A lot of them had a treasure. A lot of them had secrets. They were far more mysteries than they were thrillers. And you might say, well, what's the difference? Well, a mystery is about what happened. A thriller is about what's going to happen. That's the distinction between the two. Neither one is better than the other. They're just different. They're different the way they plot it. Now, The Twisted Claw is about what's going to happen. This book changed me because it defined what I love to read. And it also defined what I wanted to write. I tell people all the time, do not write what you know. That is horrible advice. Never. Instead, write what you love. Now, if what you know and what you love are the same thing, that's wonderful. But for me, it wasn't. This is what I loved: action, history, secrets, conspiracies. And The Twisted Claw defined that for me in my brain. Thrillers are an escape. That's what they are. They require a suspension of belief. That's the whole point of it. It's not real. I get emails all the time. I just got two or three this morning, you know, getting on to me about this and this and this. And you want to write back and say, y'all do realize it's not real. In my world, they can do that. And that's the great thing about a thriller. It requires that suspension of belief. And if you drift over into that world for a while and you forget about your own world and you just enjoy yourself in that make-believe fun, well, that's the greatest compliment a thriller writer could ever get. And that's the whole purpose of why we do this.
Thanks to Steve Barry, who picked out the 1969 book, The Twisted Claw, number 18 in the Hardy Boys series by Franklin W. Dixon. We'd love to hear about the writing that made you. Perhaps there's a library book you loved so much that you struggled to take it back. Get in touch at British Library on social media and use the hashtag AnythingButSilent. Anything But Silent is a PixU production for the British Library. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time for our next main episode. Thanks for listening.